We got into a very exciting topic last week about having a Rebbe, finding a Rebbe, and I told you that we would continue. We will, Bezus Hashem, Bli Neder, but the Oiris of Lag BaOmer are here. And Chaviven Mitzvah B'Shaita, there's a certain aura in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. In America, probably a lot of people associate Lag BaOmer with baseball games, you know, in the park, and barbecues, all these different things. But over here, Lag BaOmer is very much part of the Yiddishkeit. It could be because Meron's right here, so we have home court advantage to experience Lag BaOmer the way it's supposed to be. But the question really is, what is this day, Lag BaOmer, and why should we be really so happy about it? You know, we've talked a lot about how to mourn the avelus of the Yemei Svira. A lot of people are just looking to see how their Svira beard grows in. Every year a new section comes in. They're very excited. But that's obviously not what Svira is about, as we explained. Svira is a zman for introspection in Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, in Kavod HaTorah. And we worked on those things. But now we have to figure out the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. What exactly is so happy? Chazal tell us, the place can bring down, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So that's a reason for celebration? That's a reason to celebrate? They stopped dying? All of them died. They stopped dying because they were all gone. 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were decimated. That's not a time to celebrate. The entire Beis Medrash was wiped out. Of course it should end on some day. So that can't be the celebration of Lag BaOmer. The yard site of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there are a lot of yard sites. I mean, maybe we don't know Rebbe Meir's yard site. Maybe we should look in the Luach. You'll find a lot of great yard sites. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site. Right? Doesn't seem to... The Chevra Chadisha gets together. But we don't find that they make big bonfires for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Raya Mehimna, Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's going on Lag BaOmer? On Lag BaOmer, we make fires. Right? It's very dangerous, Lag BaOmer. For children in this country, parents have sleepless nights on Lag BaOmer, for good reason. There's a lot of fire everywhere. Right? For years, I was quarantined in my house. Before people knew the word quarantine, my kids knew because of my asthma. The first year I was here, I had a terrible lung infection that started on Lag BaOmer from tremendous amounts of smoke. There's fire everywhere. What's the fire of Lag BaOmer? A giant yahrzeit candle. That's what it is, right? Instead of in a glass, we make big fires because Rav Shimon has a big neshama. There was a tremendous light that came when Rav Shimon left the world. Rav Shimon finished the Zohar HaKadosh. He revealed what's called the Idra Zuta, which is a sugya in Kabbalah that links all of the sugyas that Rav Shimon revealed in his entire lifetime. The Idris Zuta was the missing piece of the puzzle. And at that point, where Rav Shimon was basically not in this world, he had the koyach to reveal a part of Kabbalah that was the missing link that put everything together. And today, in Yeshivas Mekubalim, they spend a lot of time on the Idris Zuta, because it makes everything come together. And Rav Shimon revealed this. So you see, there's a giant light that came to the world. Right? And then I ask you, okay, what does that have to do? I think, Gersh, you asked this to me. Like, what does this have to do with me? Like, very nice. There are these Kabbalists walking around. And maybe they have white robes, and maybe they have flying carpets. I don't know. I heard there's something called the Makubal, and they got a revelation of Kabbalah. I don't know how to read a Zayar, and I don't know if I ever will. I don't know if I ever will. And by the way, the Idris Zuta, you think that people understood it after it was revealed? The Chavrayat Kadisha, the Halakha group of Rav Shimon's Talmidim understood it. But the entire of Klal Yisrael, except for who had a Kabbalah Ish Mipi Ish, did not have any access to Rav Shimon's Torah until 500 years ago. The Arizal came on the scene. We never had anything like this in Jewish history since Matan Torah, that a person could open up new sugyas. Of course, it's all from Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, but things that were completely inaccessible. The Arizal came, and within 40 years, just a 40-year lifetime, less than 40 years, he took over the entire Olam HaTorah. Everybody became his Talmidim, and he, with his Talmud Rav Chaim Vital, opened up the Idra Zuta so that people could understand it. Opened up the Idra Rabba, all the parts of Kabbalah that were closed. So even in that generation, I don't know how many people could be excited about the Idra Zuta. That until the Arizal, it wasn't something that you could go, hey, even if you would want to learn it, you had no way to learn this. So why should we get all excited, right? Why do we have to go on a bus 2 in the morning? It's hard, right? Why is this worthwhile? What's pshat? So I realized that this is a problem, that I didn't ever explain to you what Kabbalah is. We don't know what Kabbalah is, and therefore we have nothing really to celebrate. So what I'd like to do, and it's a little bit experimental over here, right? You can all go to the mikveh now and come back. We're going to learn what Kabbalah is. That's exciting. What exactly is Kabbalah? Now, I don't know Kabbalah. I never learned Kabbalah. But my Rabbeim were bona fide Mekubalim and are. So I'm in close proximity to Mekubalim. So just like when you go on a tour somewhere, the tour guide knows about the people and experiences. I would like to be your tour guide. Not from the inside, but from the outside. What is the study of Kabbalah? And this is something we would all love to know, because it's always talked about, he's a Mekubal, you know. What is it? Kabbalah is called, people call it Soid, which means a secret. Sounds like top secret material, like shh, it's a secret, shh. Pnimius, which is like really inside, like the Kodesh Kedushim, inaccessible. Chachmas Ha'emes, the real truth. The real scoop, right? All of these terms can sound very spooky. There's a secret going on over here. There's the real truth, right? There's the innermost quarters. And that's why Kabbalah is the most confusing thing. Because people think that if you're spooky and weird enough, you're a Mekubal. That's what happens. The weirder you are, people who like you had in the medieval times, they had these witches. They had witches who fly on broomsticks, you know, like those. That's what people think Mekubalim are. Right? They like boil cats to find Shadim. Why? Because it's spooky, it's secret, it's the real truth that's going on. Right? And they wear white. They wear white. Right? I could also wear white. I love the way they get their Reeboks to be perfectly white with their white outfit. It's like unbelievable to get up. You know, they find a white belt, a cool white hat, like, how much shopping? I've even seen white Crocs. It's Kabbalic. The white Crocs is a chaf. It's a chaf. Because it's cheap shoes, nice and white, and if they get dirty, you can get more, you know, just buy another. It's just Crocs. And they're comfortable. Right? So this is what's going on. I remember when I was a bacher in Meron, we were going, we were ready for an experience. We were just looking for a guy in white. And we found him, right? And he was sitting there with his talis covering his head, and giving out brachas, and raking in the money, right? That'll be 5 shekel for that bracha, 10 for a shidduch, 20 for a good business, racking it in millions of dollars, kabbalic to wear white, right? Because it's the secret. And this is what happens all over the place. And the truth is, it's not crazy. It's not crazy, because Chachmas Ha'emes, the hidden secrets of the Torah, do explain how witches exist, what they do, how they know how to manipulate the names of Malachim and cause things in the Bria, witches, how the witches could do this. A lot of the Mekubalim that are out there today that are officially part of the Mekubal group are witches. I want you to know that. You're over on Lavin when you go to these people. I actually once was by a Mekubal. When I was younger, I was like more into these things. So I did a lot of traveling when I was in high school. You know, we get to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. I'm going around to find cool things. Like a man who was saying really cool things about me by writing lines very fast. He had a cool get-up. He had these bright, these spooky eyes, which probably were contacts. He probably now I realize you can do that, but in those days I didn't know about it. He probably knew about it, right? And telling me all these cool things about myself. Then I opened up a Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef says that if somebody tells you the future while writing lines, they learned it from the Amorim and they're a witch. Ah! Right? But he told me that my Bashir is in Chicago and she's there and I better go and if I miss her then I'll... You know? Doesn't matter. He got it through the lines. She wasn't in Chicago, by the way. He was off that time. Right? So what's Pshat? The Pshat is because when we think there's a secret, there must be something here that's like, whoa. And we think Mekubalim have Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah, because if they know the secret, they must be able to look on our forehead and see everything about us. Right? They know the secret. And this is a terrible destruction of what real Kabbalah is. Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita, who is a real Mekubal, from the greats of the generation. Rav Yaakov Hillel said that he used to wear white on Shabbos, but then he saw what kind of people in Yerushalayim wear white, and he switched to a light gray. He didn't want to be associated with these types of people. Once at the Kaisel, I asked somebody, okay, when I was younger and more foolish, who was wearing white, like that guy. I just asked him for a bracha. I couldn't help myself. Boy, did I regret it. What a dumb bracha he gave me. And he just kept going. I like wanted to leave. And you're to be like this, like not like the Mexican and the Spanish. Get me out of this weirdo freak. I'm such an idiot for like, yeah, like, but like, it's like following me out. Like, Starka, Starka. Right? So that's a problem. And that comes from not understanding what this is, but it comes from a certain truth that it seems like whatever's a mystery in the world, whatever's behind the scenes, should be a Mekubal. So let's try to understand what real Kabbalah is. And it's something you can learn. It's something that only a person who knows how to read a Reb Chaim Brisker well, right? Only someone who knows how to read a Rashba and a Ritva, only someone who's been through a gesunt amount of shas and knows the ways, what's called mulei kreso. He understands the ins and outs of the Tanaim and Amoraim. He understands how Abaye and Rava go through sugyas. He understands Ravina and Ravashi, right? Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. He gets them. He's at home with them. He's communicating with them. Such a person, when he has that type of seichel, he can now go into a new dimension, which is called the secrets of the Torah. What are the secrets of the Torah? The answer is like this. Hashem is beyond our understanding. He has no limits. He has no physical form. He has no spiritual form. He's endless. B'li shum gvul. Hashem is echad, one in the truest sense of the word. And, you know, the philosophers believed that you can't have a connection with Hashem. It's an impossibility. The philosophers of the world. What does Hashem have to do with little old me? Right? We're not even an ant. We're not even a speck of dust in the cosmos, in the universe that Hashem created. How could it be that Hashem, who's so great, could have a relationship with me? And we know that he gave us 613 mitzvos. And that's how we get close to him. Anyone who tells you that you have to do anything else, you have to read some incantation, even specific prakim in Tehillim, or you have to go and light a candle, lezecher, this tzaddik's neshama. That's not one of the 613 mitzvos. You do not have to listen to such a person. Just say, bye-bye. I'd rather stick with giving tzedakah, learning Torah, making Zman Kriya Shema. I love it. These guys come from America, and they're lighting busy candles. Like, why doesn't someone say, Epis Zman Kriya Shema? Oh, Kriya Shema, right. Isn't that in Shabbos? We do that in Shul on Shabbos, right? But I always miss it because I come too late. I make it for the Kiddush Club. But Rabbi, that's the guy that's lighting the candles for all the tzaddikim, doing a zecher to this, a zecher to that. I was once by the Skulener Rebbe. I wasn't supposed to say this, but okay. I was once by the Skulener Rebbe, the Hail of the Skulener Rebbe. And he says, I don't understand. People are coming to me for brachas. He says, but they have televisions in their house. This is the old days. That's all there was television. And he said, what do they want me to say to them? L'chaim v'lamavis. L'bracha v'laklala. He says, don't they realize that they're barking up the wrong tree over here? They're coming to me and there's so much inside their lives that they could fix. That's 613 mitzvahs. Without exception, there is no way to get close to Hashem without doing something that's either a mitzvah or tied to a mitzvah. The Ramchal writes this in many places. He writes it in Derech Hashem. He writes it in Mesil Tisharim. And he explains that anything we do is either 613 mitzvahs or a derivative of those 613 mitzvahs. And we connect to Hashem. But how? How by shaking a lulav do I connect to Hashem? Do you ever try to understand that? I go like this, I go like that, I go like this. All of a sudden, I'm closer to Hashem? What does that mean? I'm wearing these tassels, right? How does it work that Hashem hears me when I daven? I'm whispering, right? It's always like, always self-conscious, like, just want to scream, Hashem, can you hear me over there, right? It's miktani emunah. You're considered someone who doesn't have enough emunah. But how does Hashem hear me? And how does the tefillah go? What happens exactly? What's the secret behind our connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? How does it work that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has a connection with me? Okay, 613 mitzvahs, but how do those mitzvahs work? What the Mekubalim reveal, the secret behind everything, say, you know that mitzvah lulav? When you go like this and like that, and you do all the directions, and this happens, and that happens, and this happens, and that happens, and this happens, and that happens, all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod, and even further, you start off in the Olam called Asiya, which is where all of the physical world is, and even Malachim that are connected to the physical world. Then you go up to the Olam HaYitzira, which is a place solely of Malachim. Then you go to the Olam HaKisei, which is called Bria. It's the throne of Hashem. And then it goes up to Atzilus, where it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom's Giluyim of who He is, and how He wants to connect with you, and His revelation of the names that He has, that you can call Him. And then, once it gets up there, it goes all the way back down to you. And it helps you in your life. Whatever brachas you need, whatever hatzlachas you need. It's like, wow. That's a secret. That it's not pashut what we're doing. We think we're just giving tzedakah. You know the Mekubalim say that if you're a righty, you should give tzedakah with your right hand. Why? You don't understand. You know what your right hand is? You're a tzelem elokim. You were created in the image of Hashem. Hashem took out Klal Yisrael with an outstretched hand. Of course Hashem doesn't have a physical being. But you're a Tzelem Elokim. And when you give somebody something and you give it with your right hand, big things are happening. You're doing incredible things. And the Mekubalim actually study what's being done and it intensifies and enhances their Maisa Mitzvahs. They become more and more connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and to the mitzvahs. And it explains history. How does history work? How is all of this going to get to Mashiach? All these pit stops. The Mekubalim study how the world went from Adam HaRishon and all the way to Mashiach ben David. Why this generation's nisyonos look like the way they do. What it has to do with the tachlis of the world. It enriches us with realizing how big everything is, how amazing this world is, how not pashut we are. We're not pashut. The tachlis of learning Kabbalah is to reveal the secret of the greatness of the Yid and his ability to connect to Hashem. Can I tell you something? A secret from the Nefesh HaChaim. We're created in the image of Hashem. Tzelem Elokim. Question for you. The Nefesh HaChaim asked this question. Why did it pick the name Elokim for the image of Hashem? I would pick, who wants to guess? Tzelem Yudke Vavke, right? That's a direct hit. The Yudke Vavke is always the shame, what's called the shame Esem of Hashem. The image of Hashem. Why Elokim? Says the Nefesh HaChaim. You know what the shame Elokim means? Someone who's all-powerful. The Baal HaKochos Kulam. Someone who can do anything. He says, Hashem created the Tzelem Elokim every Yid in some way to be all-powerful. That in their world, obviously, not in the whole world like Hashem, but in their world, everything they do is incredible. Everything they do is significant. Whether it's good or bad, they're either building or destroying things in Shamayim. Bringing the world to Yemos HaMashiach. Every single day, every single hour, every single minute, every single second, every single millisecond. Wow. That means that when you cheer up your friend in the morning, you know what happens? If the joke is good and he laughs. If the joke is not good and he doesn't laugh, for if you offend him, then boom, right? That's dangerous. If it's, the joke is not so good, then maybe you get a little like the A for effort in Shemayim. So things go up there, but it's A for effort. But if you can brighten the Yid's face when he's sad, do you know what happens? And someone who knows this secret will tell more jokes, will cheer up more people, will go around, because he realizes this is not just, hey, let's be a nice guy. I am fixing the world and preparing it for the tikkun, where Hashem will reveal to everyone, where everyone will know his name, and I'm in charge of that. I'm the Tselem Elokim. I'm the all-powerful. The Mekubalim tell us that not one single davening, not one single davening will ever do the same thing in Shemayim. Every single davening that we have, from the big day we're bar mitzvah, maybe even earlier, I have to declare that shayla, maybe even earlier, I have rayas that maybe even earlier, even though that's the chinuch age, but in tefillah, we'll talk about it later. Every davening does a new thing in Shemayim. Imagine going into a davening where you know that secret. You know that this mincha has never been done before. Oh, I've done this every day since I'm like 5 years old. No, you haven't. Do you understand the significance of this mincha on Iran's relationship with Israel? Whoa! Right? It's a different mincha. Imagine that, right? On whether the Arabs on the other side will cross the street in the middle of the night, ruin your sleep, and have you crying home to mommy. Right? Whoa. It makes it different. It makes it bigger. It makes it more significant. And you're Torah learning. You're Torah learning. Even if you're not learning Kabbalah. What do you mean? It's a celebration of Kabbalah secret. No. Kabbalah reveals the godless of pshat. Of pshat. Of reading a Gemara Rashi. It teaches us that Hashem created the world with the Torah. And every time you speak the Torah, think the Torah, handle in the Torah, you're infusing the Bria with more energy. You're giving your life more bracha, more meaning. You're actually creating your Olam Haba. They teach us that Olam Haba is not even a place that exists. You know what it is? It's a place you build today. We didn't know that. We thought when we get there, there's like this hotel called the Olam Haba. No, it isn't. You actually have a carpenter up there and an engineer that every time you do a mitzvah, it goes up and builds for you that Olam Haba. And when you get there, you already built it from your mitzvahs. That's what's going on at every second. And every nuance in what you do has more and more of an impact. That's what's called Maisa Bracious. The study of Maisa Bracious is how Hashem is able to relate to little old me. It's a process where Hashem created all of the worlds which are so distant from me, and he brought them down one after another, millions and millions of worlds, so that until there's just enough light that won't blind me and won't vaporize me from the Ribbono Shalom, but will allow me to be with the Ribbono Shalom, to dance with the Ribbono Shalom, to cry with the Ribbono Shalom, to communicate with the Ribbono Shalom. But that's a process that's so complex. The Mekubalim actually have a whole map of this. In fact, I met a Mekubal once, a real Mekubal, who's actually very boring like that. A real Mekubal who was commissioned by Rav Yaakov Hillel to show how the Olamos go a certain way. And he was commissioned to go for so long. And he came up with something. It was such a big map that he said the only way you could fit it was in your sukkah, because it couldn't fit on paper. He started from here. It's like, we're not celebrating understanding what that man, that tzaddik, put up on the wall. We're celebrating that that's who we are. That's what Torah is. Says the Nefesh HaChayim. Zois Torah Ha'odam, Kol Ish Yisrael, every Yid, Al Yomer Belibo, he should never say, Chas V'Sholom, Mi Ani, Ma Kochi, I don't have any strength, who am I? Litho B'Masa Eshvelim, I'm just a puny little guy with nothing significant about what I do. Chas Chas v'shalom, amnam yavin v'yeda v'yikba machshavto. He should understand deeply. Shekol prate maisav, diburav, all of his actions, his speeches, to the last detail, machshavosav, koleiz v'rega, every thought process that he has will never get lost. Never get lost. Umarabu masav, how amazing the actions of man are. Umod gadlu v'ramu. Hey, I thought that's what it says about Hashem. Marabu masech Hashem. Right, he's saying this about man, because man is a tzelem Elokim. This was what was revealed. Everything he does is high in Gavi Meromim Olamos, all the way in Shamayim. We don't realize how big we are, because there's a secret here. It's a very well-kept secret. It's a very well-kept secret. And the secret is that we're a tzelem Elokim, that the Torah we learn is something that the entire world was created with it. And the Torah itself is infinite, just like Hashem. You think, how could I say that? How could I say that the Torah is infinite? Ki'ilu, like Hashem? Ki'ilu. Says the Ramban in his drush of Pnimius HaTorah, Yisoida Yisoidus Kulam Ladas. The most fundamental thing to know is, Ki Kasher Hashem Yisbarach Ein Lo Rosh V'Sof V'Gvul Klal. Hashem has no parameters. He's infinite. Kein toy rosso yatzmima hamesur lanu ein lo etzlenu sof b'keitz. For us, Torah has no limit. Meaning it's something that you could see the Rabbeinu Shalom's being infinite from seeing that the Torah is infinite. And why do I need to know this? Again, because it's a different Gemara when you know this. When you know that what you're involved in is so deep, is so incredible, and you know that what you're doing is so meaningful, you do it better. You do it more excitedly. You do it more with more passion, because you matter. We all know that when you feel like you matter, you act differently. I remember one time when I was in high school, I had an internship at a certain place, and they had me doing all of this like book work and like boring stuff. And one day, they gave me a check of over $1 million to bring to downtown. I'm like, whoa. A high school kid with $1 million check. I'm like, I'm on the subway, like, I felt like $1 million. I was carrying $1 million check. Right? Those days, I didn't realize that if someone steals a check, like, they could just cancel it. I felt like I'm carrying everything. Like, I mean something. That's what happened. That's what was revealed by the Chachmei HaEmes. We're not just doing all of these mitzvos like people eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Right? You ever see a guy eating turkey on Thanksgiving going, better get a kazayas kedei achilas pras, and mixing the cranberries in while leaning like a brisker with matzah? What's he doing? Why do we do such weird things? Do you know why? Do you know what matzah is? Do you know what eating is? Do you know what a yid is? Do you know what leaning is? Do you know what getting something in that exact amount of time is? Explosions of Kedusha and Shemayim. And it's so hard. And like a pilot, that brisker is getting that double kazayas in. Like it's on the Air Force going through metal. Exactly. Oh, you almost missed it. Oh, you almost went into the cliff. Right? People love those video games. Like, That's a Kedei Achilas Pras. That's why we're doing this. It's not ceremonial. Let's get together for a Thanksgiving dinner. A Passover Seder to join the family. People at the Passover Seder stay together, love each other, and the Jewish people will live on. Right? That's not what it's about. Everything you do at the Seder, the Arizal has a Seder plate. I don't know what it has to do with, but I know big things are going down in the Arizal's plate, and I'm invited to the Suda. I'm sitting there. Right? I'm there with this Seder plate. It's supposed to tell us that we really are the Ama Nivchar, that we were picked to be creators, we were picked to be movers and shakers. And that there are different ways of going about all this, my friends. The Svardim, they actually, when they go into Shmona Esrei, they actually do all the things that they learn in Kabbalah. They connect the names of Hashem, and they actually do all the building. They do that. That's called Kavanas. It's based on what's called the Rashash. And you can see these things. You could watch Rav Yaakov Hillel lighting his Hanukkah licht. You could watch him blowing the shofar, but you're going to need to be there for a while because he's going, the shofar's traveling up, and he's b'machshava sending it on its way. Mamish. So if you have hours and hours, it's kedai. It's once a, I mean, if you're Ashkenazi, you're not allowed. But for the Sephardim here, you can ask me. I'll give the okay, you know, if you want to do it. But that's what they're doing. They're doing these things befoal. They're actually doing what I'm telling you. They're actually, the base medrash of the Gra doesn't do this. They don't. The base medrash of the Gra are not mechavnin. My Rebbe wasn't a mechavnin. They don't do the kavanas. So why did they learn them? Why did they learn them? We have a mesira from the Chachmei Emes of the base medrash of the Gra. They learn them to know that davening is serious, that mitzvos are serious, that you should love Hashem for this job, and you should fear Hashem for what he's for being in front of him. And they learn it, push it like a Musar Seder. A Musar Seder. And that's Mefurish in the Nefesh HaChaim, the Talmud Muvach of the Vilna Gaon. It's Mefurish at the end. Listen to this. The end of Shar Aleph. Whoever knows the secrets of the Torah, and don't forget about the Arizal. Who? What's the purpose of all this? People should see these secrets and go, wow. How far the actions of man go. I didn't realize I'm that important. V'diburov, and his speech. U'makshavosav, and his thoughts. V'kolin yonav, bo'olamos v'akokos el yonin. V'yispael, and he'll be moved by this limud. V'yisorer, and he'll be moved to do tshuva. La'asos u'lekayim mitzvahs, to make zman kriyashma. Wow, I didn't realize what kriyashma is. I didn't realize why it has to be exactly there. I didn't realize the tragedy of missing that, ever. And that's the secret. That's the secret that was given. And it doesn't matter whether you're doing it befoil or not. It matters. And you can't even understand this sefer. The Nefesh HaChaim, a lot of it I don't understand. But I don't mind. You know why? Because a lot of times when I'm going through, I'm like, whoa. I'm getting the message of the sefer. Rav Elia Weintraub, who was the greatest Litvish Mekubel. From the last generation. He was around. We spoke to him. We had conversations with him. He lived right next to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yibar al-Chaim Tevim. A friend of mine came to him with all sorts of questions in the Nefesh HaChaim about the deeper parts of the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, whoa, he was a bacher then, my friend. My friend. Actually, it's my chavrusa in the morning. He's a holy, holy Jew. So when he was a bacher, he already had interesting things. And Elia Weintraub said, for Bachrim, we learn Nefesh HaChaim for one purpose. To realize that man is not an intelligent behemoth. Man is great. And then he said, please, you could leave now. He was so upset. But that's exactly what Reb Shimon did for us, my friends. We don't understand Idra Zuta, Idra Rabba. We don't understand what it is. Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Shemos Hashem, what do we know from these things? We know one thing though. Our Shmona Esri is the same as the Mekubels. Our Tzedakah is the same as theirs. They happen to know how great I am when I give Tzedakah. So if they want to come by me, and as I'm giving the Tzedakah, they can tell everyone how great I am. Bivakasha, they can go. I have no problem. I got 5 Mekubalim to explain how great Stark is as he puts that money in the pushka. Notice the right hand. Notice these two fingers. By the way, all this is really... It's mamish. Notice the circular coin. Ooh. Notice the circular box. Notice the square box. It's going to be different. This is our legacy, my friends. This is the fire of Lag BaOmer. And this is what was revealed to us. And I want to just leave you with a thought. And my friends, whoever wants to taste, let me just tell you, whoever wants to taste this world of secrets can learn the Derech Hashem. The Ramchal wrote a sefer that all of us could understand that teaches us about world history, about the greatness of the Tzelem Elokim, about why we're here and how much we do, all in very simple language. It's true that his other Sfarim are taking it to the next level, but he gives the layman everything they would want to know about how big they are, about what's happening. He always wanted to know what Shadim are. It's there. Malachim? There. Fake Mekubalim? It's there. That's where I learned that piece about fake Mekubalim, from the Ramchal. It's all there. We could access it, but we're not accessing Kabbalah. We're standing from the outside and saying, wow, this is incredible. Ashreinu matoiv chalkenu. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov did. The Baal Shem, whoever has a chassidish haaretz, whoever learns these things, Avraham's keneged chesed, Yitzchak's keneged din, Yaakov's keneged rachman. Where did they get all these shtiklach Torah? They took the secrets of the Kabbalah and brought them to us in a way that we could feel more elevated. The Beis Medrash of the Gra did the same thing, connecting us to our greatness. Connecting us to our greatness. I just want to end with one incredible thought. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's in the Myra, right? He goes out, and what happens? He sees people who are working the field. Whoosh! He burns up everything that's around, right? 12 years in the cave, whoa, pow! Right? Hashem says, what are you doing? You're destroying my world. Go back in. 12 months, Keneged, 12 months of Gehenna, pretty severe. What's going on? He comes out again, and all of a sudden, he's not burning anything, but his son, Reb Elazar, things are melting around. He looks, right? Reb Shimon says, you know, it's just me and you. It's just me and you. It's me and you. We're the ones. Everybody else here is just not realizing how deep everything is, how big everything is, right? And then suddenly they meet a Yid on Erev Shabbos with two Hadassim. A Hilig Yid. Hadassim, like those Svardim in the Bukharan Shuk, right? It's L'chavod Shabbat Kodesh, right? Hadassim. It says, Reb Yid, why are you going around with these Hadassim? L'chavod Shabbos Kodesh. But why? Why do you have two? One Keneged Zachar, one to Keneged Shamar. He made a Shtikol Torah. Zachar and Shamar, Givaldik, right? Reb Shimon saw this, and he said, how chaviv are the mitzvahs to the Yidin? And he got calmed from all the burning of everything. What happens in this story, my friends? I'll tell you what happened. On the way I understand it, which is very small, but at least something. Reb Shimon comes out, and he knows the secret of the world, and he says, everybody, why are you plowing the fields? Why are you acting normal? Don't you realize there's a fire? And he turns everything into those big bonfires in Lav Omer. It's all Torah. Everything's Torah. Everybody should just be learning every second of the day, davening bikoshi, and then going back to learning. No sleeping, no eating, no parnasa, no nothing, and then just we'll make it to the end in 120, and boom, netzach nitzachim. Yeah! That's how it should be. That was the world he saw. Hashem said, go back into the cave. This world has a secret to it. The secret is that even the Pashut Yid, who's preparing for Shabbos, is doing all of these great things. Every Yid, it prepares for Shabbos. Shabbos is, as we know, Yom Shekula Shabbos. It's all about preparing for Shabbos. Reb Shimon saw the godless of us. He saw what all the Kabbalah that he learned, how it comes from a Yid who came up with something that he put his heart into, Zachar, Shamor, L'Chavod Shabbos Kodesh. It was part of the mitzvah of Chavod Shabbos, but he put in his own creativity, like Rav Aaron Leib Steinmetzel said, that this was creativity over here. And Rav Shimon understood that. And that's why we can go to Meron. Because Rav Shimon gets us. He gets our jobs. He gets our ups. He gets our downs. That was where he got to in life. Kama chaviv in ha-mitzvahs. And he's an advocate for Klal Yisrael. Kedai lismoch al Reb Shimon b'shas adchak. It's a halakhic concept that you can rely on Reb Shimon in a time of need, in his halakha. But they say, I could never find the makor for this, I'll be honest. But they say, Klal Yisrael says, Kedai lismoch al Reb Shimon b'shas adchak. When you're in a time of need, when you're down, when you don't see your greatness, when you don't see where you're going, when you don't see where your friends are going or family are going, when you don't see where world history is taking us, when you feel like you're going backwards, come to Reb Shimon to get clarity. Kedai lismaychal Reb Shimon b'shas hadchak. Reb Shimon knows the secret of you. When you come and daven in front of Reb Shimon knows how great you are, even though you don't. And you daven that he should be a shliach, the Rabbono Shalom should send you the clarity to know your own greatness and to understand what you're supposed to be doing over here. And we should all be zocha. We can't jump into the fire. It's too dangerous. But we can dance around the fire. We can get the heat of the fire. We can experience the fire. And the fire is there. All those mukabalim, maybe they can be in the fire. But we're happily dancing around it and getting everything we need. And we shall be zeichet to all the hashpos and all the iris of Lag BaOmer, bringing us to Kabbalah Satur Bezuz Hashem.